I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As what I mentioned at the beginning of this Mass, we are celebrating today the Feast of Two Apostles together. Saints Philip and James, James the Lesser, as opposed to James the Great. There is not a lot of information about these two men, especially with James. All that we know about James is that he was the son of Alphaeus, to differentiate him from the other James, who is the son of Zebedee. And Philip came from Bethsaida, the same town where Peter and Andrew were from. And the reason that we celebrate them together is historically because the relics were brought to the Church of the Holy Apostles and buried there together in the 9th century, similar to the reason why we celebrate on October 28th the Feast of Simon and Jude, because their relics, their bones, were interred together in the Basilica of St. Peter. While it would certainly be fitting for us to celebrate them individually, as we do so with the other 8 apostles, there is a certain fittingness or appropriateness to commemorate them jointly. Since when Jesus initially sent them out, the 12, to proclaim his kingdom by his words and deeds, he sent them out in pairs. So it's quite possible that Philip and James were at one time explicit partners in the proclamation of the gospel. Hence, their feast is an opportunity for us to examine something perhaps we don't ponder enough. Who are our partners in the proclamation of the gospel? If it's important for police officers to have partners whom they can depend on, you know, how much more important for it is for those called to proclaim the gospel, not only so that we can have each other's back, but so that we can easily put into practice the gospel that we proclaim to other people. You know, I remember talking about this partnership among the apostles and why they are being sent two by two. Saint Gregory the Great has something profoundly beautiful to say about this. He commented once as to the reason why Jesus sent out the apostles to proclaim the gospel two by two, even though they could have theoretically covered twice as much ground if he had sent them individually to proclaim the gospel. You know, if you want to be strategic about it and you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, you know, you just want to send them individually so that the, you know, the more people you send out individually, the more places they can cover. But why did Jesus send them two by two? Saint Gregory the Great said, so that they would be able to learn and show how to love one another, how to forgive one another, how to live in communion, so that what they preach, they themselves will gonna live it among themselves, with each other. So today, as we get to ponder what we learn in the Word of God, we can do so in the context of examining how we can proclaim the gospel better in tandem with other people. Who are those whom the Lord has put into our lives with whom we can preach together? Certainly, you know, one of the most visible tandem that the church depends on are married couples. You know, married couples are sent two by two. And the love that exists within the sacrament of marriage is one of the most powerful proclamation of the kingdom of God, of God's love for us. But also, it behooves all of us, those of us who are not married, well, I'm married to the church, so a little different, but it behooves all of us to look around to see what friendship we can nourish, what bonds we can form, so that we can live the gospel better and proclaim it more effectively with other people.